entrance to the townhouse were wilting in the heat. We learned that his office had been trying to reach him because some patients were waiting. One was a regular client. The others, we now believe, were the assassins.
When Juan Elias returned to Agua Chica from the workshop, he was excited about the possibility of a more peaceful future. But things were very dangerous in his town, and they seemed to be getting even worse. There were more murders, and his family was threatened. One night, his mother had this creepy dream, which she believed was a premonition of death. A premonition is like a warning or a clue that something's going to happen before it really does. One week after she had the dream, Juan Elias' father was killed in his office. Several patients were waiting for him there, and the family now thinks some of the patients were really assassins, or in other words, they were the killers who shot Juan Elias' father. Let's keep reading. Continue on page 25 after the big space with, "We stood in the entrance to the emergency room."
We stood in the entrance to the emergency room, my mother closer to the door, and I about 15 feet away, talking with Alexander, one of the human rights workers from Agua Chica. He had come to the hospital as soon as he heard about my father. While we waited for news, many more people showed up, all wanting to know if it was true. I told many of them, "Don't worry, he's going to be fine. They're taking care of him." I really believed it. Right after my dad was shot, he had staggered out of his office calling for help. "I'm all right," he'd told one of his neighbors, "but get help for Luce." There were so many people waiting outside the emergency room that I did not see that the doctor had come to talk to my mother. A school friend of Luce's overheard their conversation and came pushing through the crowd towards me. "Juan Elias, your father just died," he said.